If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the right stuff.biz.
Sven needs me to sign up for a paywall subscription at the right stuff.biz/paywall. Okay, Sven, I'm your number one guy. I'll do it.
I already finished my coffee. Might as well not even do the first hour. I'll just no, it's not even. I was gonna hit the Jahan Stinger and just go.
I know that feel.
Yeah. So what is this? 1152.
Wait a minute. I can't see anything. It's a blank screen. Share your screen. Oh,
oh right.
God.
Yes, my screen is not shared with you because you already did the bit where you like left to restart your stupid computer. McNabb keeps blaming Windows for this having the most persistently non-functioning computer I've ever seen. Well, what are we gonna do this morning? It's Wednesday.
Well,
what? No, we were talking about Brianna Wu.
We were going to talk about...
We forgot.
Well, I find the... whenever one of these people becomes like a fire-breathing Zionist, I find that so interesting.
Well, I think that's... I think you're ahead of the story there. I didn't even... Oh, there's the link.
I was just right to the Twitter.
Is that where we were starting? Like, right with, like, Brianna Wu's
Zionist? No, we start wherever you want to start.
I mean, I don't know what else to say about
it. I was just giving you the link so you'd have it.
Well, there's nothing else interesting about Brianna Wu to talk about.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Sure.
Wait. Why does it say this page? Huh? Sign into X. What the fuck?
Oh, you sign out?
No, I'm right here.
Huh? Weird. Weird. I don't know if I
remember. Okay. Well, I'll look up Brianna
Wu. Just go right to it, yeah. So, basically...
Maybe Elon really took the heart when I told him I hope he dies.
No.
I mean, I already deleted the...
I searched Brianna Wu Zionist, and I got this thread from yesterday. Where she's,
That's a nigga, right?
We've established it's a show.
Brianna
Wu is a dude.
Remember. I thought Brianna Wu was I thought Brianna Wu was the chick that was going around like fucking game reviewers for good press. Who was that?
That was Zoe Quinn.
Zoe Quinn. Okay. And that was an actual...
That's a girl.
That's an actual blue-haired...
SJW. Zoe Quinn with Brianna Wu.
Because I don't care.
Because the only thing faker than Trump was Gamergate. Yeah, I'm gonna white knight for Sven here in that, like, yeah, there's no reason to know the difference between those
Gamergate
two.
Gamergate was literally like you're
cares?
Taking away my avenue to ignore, like, our plight and our politics. If I could just have video games made for shitlords... I can live in peace,
and the whole world can
burn to the ground around me, and I just won't say boo as long as I can play video games. And Jews are like, no,
we're gonna make the whole video game scene tranny, and frankly, you're not gonna go anywhere.
And the collective efforts of that pseudo political online movement is basically the existence of Metacur's popularity. You've got like 15,000 people that will watch him make fun of other internet locales.
Yes,
that is the sum total of Gamergate.
I think that's how he made his name. I don't know all the lore.
Nothing against Jim, but it's just like that was all that was accomplished by Gamergate.
Right, and he always made, like, his thing was always making fun of, like, trannies and weird perverts and furries and shit, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, and he started out as, like, internet aristocrat. I remember, like, way, way back in the day. And I don't know if that was his first persona. That's the only first time I heard about him. In any case, Brianna Wu, Zoe Quinn, who fucking cares? It's all these people. I can see that all blending together in your mind. And there was a brief. The thing is that even after a while, that they stopped really caring. There was a while where there was an attempt to make Zoe Quinn and like Anita Sarkeesian like a thing. They put them on the Trust and Safety Commission for Twitter and all this shit. Even that shit went away because they're like, they don't care. Like feminists, we don't give a shit about these broads. It's not even about that. It's about trannies. And they went from making it. They went from literally doing gaming, like girls can do gaming too, to being like gaming is now literally for dudes to cut off their penises.
Yeah,
Like that's what they did. And the fact that, and this, they've done this to all like Bugman Hobbies, all of them have been absolutely fucking, not to use their word, but they've been all colonized and conquered by trannies. Like Twitch is basically a tranny platform. Trannyism like rules on Twitch. The gaming scene is like all your favorite game streamers are trannies. Like, you know, it's a massive, and of course, you know, there's a whole complex there that's going on. Like it's just is what it is. Jews were like, oh, you don't want women into games? We're just going to give you men that cut their penises off.
Yeah. What if we make these into women?
And they're just going to run it.
And you're saying
a lot of those guys who were involved in that were probably, well, I'm a lonely loser, so I'll cut my penis off or I'll become trans for attention. And wow, look at that. It worked. Now, I mean, we've even gone through like the whole you know, I used to be racist, alt-right, griper, and now I'm trans and I'm so much happier. That's going to be cut for another supercut.
Oh, were you? I thought you were speaking for yourself.
There. No,
I was going to clip that myself.
Yeah, no.
You were looking at the Brianna Wu, like you're looking at its Wikipedia page before
we
started.
Yeah, that was wild.
And the Wikipedia page doesn't usually like the flex with this stuff. Is to refer to, like, you say the trans women are women, but you never fail to mention this is a trans woman because they want to just, like, yeah, mm-hmm. It's a trans woman. Deal with that, square. Brianna Wu on Wikipedia is just a woman.
Just a woman.
They don't even do the flex anymore. The flex is complete. It's like, it's
the final stage of the flex.
It's a 6'4",
female. Broad-shouldered, extremely, like, flat-assed woman.
I like that he lives in Dedham, Massachusetts. Like, oh, you live in Dedham, Massachusetts, do you?
Massachusetts. Yeah, you cannot. That actually kind of threw me a bit. I was like, wait. So I was like, let's see if this person's trans. So I looked because I couldn't remember if they were.
Let's
I looked it up.
What we're dealing with here for a second.
Oh,
that's a nigga.
Oh,
that is a face right there.
Is that a recent picture? Because it's like even worse than I remember.
You know what's worse about it? It's like a 45-year-old man, or like a 50-year-old man.
What's that thing where, like, a really nerdy, like, long hair, like, metalhead or something can start looking like an awkward grandma lesbian? Like, that's the best you can hope for as, like a
right
trans
that,
woman.
It's
is, like,
right in that
at a certain
area,
point, yeah. you're gonna get old enough where no one expects you to be pretty anymore, or at least, like, they won't, like, be like, why can't you keep it together, girl? And at that point, I'm just an ugly, like, middle-aged, old-aged, old woman. Yeah, this is why. It's not that I'm a dude. It's I'm just not attractive. I hit the wall. Like, that's the best you can hope for. You're going to be a dude.
What's
but you'll,
funny
ne-
is
but the, you'll never like, lose the broad shoulders and, like, the narrow hips and, like, the...
What's funny is, like, men don't really hit a wall until they're, like, actually just old men. And that doesn't matter anymore. Like, a man...
And then they
can
start looking
handsome.
Like lesbians.
Right. Well, or...
Like Bill Shatner. He's like a lesbian. It was a weird thing.
Yeah, that's true. He's like a...
Who's
he's all fat now. He's all, like, big, rosy, big, fat cheek. He does look like a lesbian. But, yeah... It's true, like,
or
men
you can go
can
the,
look handsome and distinguished well into their,
or you can
even
go
their
the,
70s.
You can go the Vince McMahon route and turn yourself into Gomez Adams.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, put shoe black in your hair and, like, do the little John Waters mustache. Yeah. We're going to shit on her.
I use age gracefully, like a normal person. I don't know.
Who, Bruce? I mean, who am I thinking of? Vince?
No, he's not.
No, that, age gracefully.
No. But
literal shit show that is. We were talking about it last night on my stream. Unfortunately, I think my info I was talking about was like a week and a half behind because I haven't. I'm like behind on like Jim Cornette podcast.
So. It's like there's a poop show.
there's a Marilyn Manson bit in there somewhere. We're all toilets now. In the poop show. And you're like it's being sung by Vince McMahon's Call poop Girls. Show. The poop show.
Somehow, like, saying poop show instead of shit show is just, like, actually grosser.
Yeah.
Then, I think it is, yeah.
No, it's way grosser because shit can mean a lot of things, right? Like, you say shit all the time. Poop is really only referring to
one thing.
The actual product, the actual thing, right? Like, shit, it's like, what's this shit over here? Well, let me get my shit. I'm going to get out of here. Where's my shit? I left it upstairs. Yeah. Let me go grab it. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily mean actual feces, but, like, poop only means poop. Poop show.
So, back to Brianna Wu's Twitter. Brianna Wu has a bunch of
this guy's Twitter.
He's a guy. He got a bunch of Porsches in his.
Oh, look at that! He's got total guy move.
Total guy move. Executive director at Rebellion Pack.
Oh Jesus Christ! That makes me
progressive
that makes
hybrid
me
pack
like
fighting for
something.
Progressives. No corporate money.
coder.
Yeah, I doubt it. If you have a pack.
That's what a pack is for, like for big soft money.
What do you think of pack? Why, if you're not taking corporate money, why do you have a pack?
Right. That's your pack doesn't, a pack doesn't have those pesky, like, maximum contributions from.
Or
from
those pesky rules about reporting who's giving you money.
Right. My husband has.
Why about it?
Oh, this thing is married? What's the dude?
Yeah, the dude's name is Wu. Mr. Wu.
No, but I mean. But like, what kind of fag is he?
The kind of fact, I mean, obviously some weird
person. Do we have any visual evidence of this Woo person? My husband has my password on my computer and phone, but I know he'd never go through and read my stuff because our marriage is healthy.
Well, no, probably because your stuff is really gross and disgusting and even he's kind of disturbed by it.
Flat out sick to death your spouse. Well, it's like, he's obviously an insane pervert and so are you. So, yeah. Like, what's the point? Like, what do you need?
Oh, God! Some fucking kook. Obviously, oh, yeah. Last name Wu. But yeah, he's just some weird Chinese dude or whatever. I don't know.
Frank Wu.
Frank Wu! Look, it's...
So what is this guy's story?
I mean, does it matter? He's like...
Well, it's kind of fascinating because he just looks like...
He's the winner of the Hugo Award for Best Fan Artist?
Fan art? They give Hugos out for...
I didn't know that. That's really lame.
Fan art.
Oh
my God.
He's really soy and disgusting. Like, my husband is 100% my equal. This is a man that cannot be tamed. I mean, do anything to support him. Well, and he would do anything to support me.
I mean,
he's secure enough in his masculinity to marry like a man.
I mean,
no dick. Look,
I mean,
not to need a weak partner to feel like a man. Like, that's just insane.
That's like,
oh, and it's responding to like a Pearl David. See, this is why you were talking before about like not being entertained by Twitter. It's like, this is what you have to do. You have to go on there, and it's like Brianna Wu responding to Pearl Davis. It's like, how about I respond with a rope around my neck? How about I'll go in the bathroom, and we'll just like, you know. A lot of you want to offer marriage advice, and you obviously wear the pants in your relationship with your husbands. No, thank you. I'm good, lady. I don't care how long you've been married. If you got to argue about submission, I'm okay. It's like Pearl. Like,
what the hell?
It's like, are you going to marry any of those niggers that you fuck around with? And before you start, it's just like.
I mean,
yeah, I don't want to hear Pearl's opinions on anything either. I really
at some
don't.
Point, but it's like, who cares?
What, Alex?
I don't want to hear Pearl's opinions on things.
Well, it's a retard fight.
You have no choice. Pearl's opinions are everywhere. Pearl is massive, and I don't just mean her stature.
I just mean like physically.
I mean like Pearl. Like if you go on to the internet, it's like going to be Tate and Pearl, and like all the worst. Like,
yeah, like to be fair, there's things about Pearl Davis I could appreciate, but
giant
her opinions. Her opinions are not one of them.
It's like, the idea of a woman that's taller than me is intriguing. I think she's taller than me. I don't remember what the actual numbers are, but... Yeah.
The funny thing about proportions end up being kind of fucked up sometimes. Like, the frame isn't built quite right.
Here's the thing about Pearl Davis. Like, if you saw her, if she wasn't famous, like internet famous, or she wasn't a conservative commentator... And you just saw
like,
her.
Whatever.
You just saw her. You see like a doofy broad,
but
right? You just see
thing,
like a. But you wouldn't think about
but
it.
The
but
important
because
thing
she's
is,
famous, you're like, huh?
But the important thing is, she is what amounts to the conservative influencer that cannot fight Brianna Wu is a man with no dick who's married to a weird little Asian nerd who obviously has a lot of psychological problems, and Pearl Davis cannot knock that out of the park. Cannot win that fight. You cannot. You come away from that.
That's right.
Like
these
commentators come away from. Combat with these looking stupid, and I don't know what to do about
other than
laugh at Pearl Davis along
the problem
with the
liberals is that on some level like she's artificially handicapped. What she should say, because the issue here is not the whole debate about submission or women wearing the pants and that's fake. That's not the real issue, right? That's a stupid fucking thing. Pearl Davis saying, "Oh, you feminists." You want to be the dominant one in the race. Like, that's not the issue. The issue with like Brianna Wu's so-called marriage is two dudes. It's not a marriage.
Well, Brianna Wu
they can never have children. They can never fulfill any natural function of men and women. They can never actually. It's an unnatural mutant freak show, and both of them are unnatural mutant freak shows, and they do weird unnatural things with each other. We would assume, but none of those things can ever produce a child. They'll never be a real marriage. They'll never be a real family.
No,
and
Pearl
can't say that. Even though I'll bet you that she thinks it. She can't say that because she is restricted by the nature of the content platforms that she's on and the fact that she's probably She's part of the modern conservative movement, which won't say that anyway because they're ideologically opposed to saying that.
Which means you exist to be dunked on.
Which means
right?
that
part of the-
you can't deliver that fatality, not in a real way, but in like an internet debance way, to Brianna Wu by saying, look, here's the thing. You and your husband, he's a strong man, I'm a strong woman, we're equals. You're equals, but you're men. Yes, you're equals because you're both men.
Yeah, you're both like really, you're both really like soy-jacked men. You're both very weak, low-T men.
And it's not like you pretending like sexual dynamics that happen between men and women, the interplay between who's the dominant, who's in charge, who's running the show, like that those dynamics that happen with men and women in a real relationship, whether you can have natural sex and you can produce real children, that those dynamics are at play with these two fucking weird dudes? Like, it's not. Like, what yeah, you these, are... These yeah, go ahead.
Cosplayers. They're cosplayers.
Right.
They're
right.
cosplaying.
Right. 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 And it's not... So it's like, don't come in talking about marriage. Like, people can have opinions about, oh, the woman, sometimes, like, the women's wearing a pants. Like, we've all seen that, like, there. But, look, hey, I'll say one thing for a couple where the woman, like, wears a pants and maybe bullies
niggers.
Her husband. Sorry. At least they're a man or woman. Like, you know... I've seen that before. I've seen guys who maybe let their woman push them around, but at least it's a woman. It's a real woman.
Sticking up for the wife guys now.
Right. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being a wife guy.
Right. Yeah.
No, I aspire to be a wife guy.
But I thought you were a wife guy.
No, I think there's more to the wife guy than just having a wife.
Oh. Is
I'm not
all
sure
about
what.
Your wife?
I guess
something like that.
A wife guy is whenever you make you're basically leeching off your wife's like fame and prestige and her money and things like that.
Oh, so like Frank Wu?
Yes,
Frank Wu's a wife guy.
Except he doesn't have an actual wife.
Well, whenever Pearl Davis gets married, her husband will be a wife guy.
Oh my God! Here you go.
No, Jesus Christ, that one dude on the right.
Of course, yeah, don't open the image. Take me to Pinterest. I don't have an account on, so I can't view the post. Can I just see the image, please? Nope, no, it wants me to download the image. Open image in new tab. Holy shit, that was difficult. So there's that. Again, this is the... Brianna Wu passes because you do look like an ugly old... Nasty
see
girl.
What's going on here. Look at his eyes. He can barely see out of those squinty little Asian eyelids, so he has trouble perceiving that that's not a woman.
Is he doing like the, he's like doing the inverse Bad Thai ladyboy thing. He's like, I'm going to go to America and get a ladyboy. Or are we all just wrong and Brianna Wu is actually a chick?
No.
Are you sure?
No, Brianna Wu is not a...
I don't remember Brianna Wu being a
Brianna Wu is
being a tranny.
No,
I don't remember
that. I do remember
that.
Brianna Wu is a man. I mean, look, first
of
all,
can you imagine this entire segment is wrong?
That well, one, that would just that would actually be funny, but like, who cares?
I'm pretty sure... I don't remember Brianna Wu being a girl or being a man.
Brianna Wu is a man, dude. Don't start gaslighting yourself. Alex... Back me up on this. That's a dude. It's a nigga.
That's a dude.
It's a dude. It's a fucking dude. Look at
a fucking dude.
It's a guy.
It's a dude.
Total
guy. We're getting distracted from this dude's actual
Don't
tweets,
bother looking at Wikipedia. Wikipedia is going to tell you that it's a girl. But, like, it's a dude. Trust me, it's a dude. But let's talk about the Zionism now. Now we bring in the... Now we do the hard pivot to the topic of interest of the day, which is Jews. And as it always is here. But that's what's funny. And I got to say this real quick. People like Brianna Wu, people like Destiny, people who are on that side of things that go Zionist. What do you got?
I'm on Reddit now.
Okay.
I'm in the MTF subreddit. Why are people accusing Brianna Wu of being trans when she's clearly cis? Like, what the fuck? Is this because of the targeted hate she received from Gamergate? She is not trans. She is cis. I still see people on the internet every day accusing her of being trans. And because to a transphobe, the greatest insult is being trans. They don't care about reality, just hurting her. Brianna Wu. Oh, now it says she is transgender.
Walker Flint.
Whoa. Brianna Wu, born July 6, 1976, is American video game developer and computer programmer. She co-founded Giant Space Cat. Giant Space Cat makes indie games. She is also a blogger and podcaster on matters in the video game industry. She is transgender from Wikipedia.
Which
that's
has
not,
now been
But that's
removed.
Not there anymore.
It's been removed.
Yeah, right. This is the thing. It's not there anymore.
I would have posted what 8 led to if it was convincing. Surely, I don't know.
Dude, it's a dude, man. This is something that was well known 10 years ago.
I've always known it was a dude. Like, it's John Walker Flint.
Yes.
Not John Walker Lind. All right, that name's in here. John Walker
Not John Walker Lind.
Who was extremely based. Flint,
who was extremely based, yes. John Walker Lind, based. yeah. No, it's a dude, man. It's funny because this is all... I haven't thought about Brianna Wu in years either.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of The Daily Shoah on therightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, therightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
Like, I haven't, because, again, the Gamergate doesn't matter.
Yeah, there we are.
It's a nigga. It's been a nigga.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we didn't have, like, one of these embarrassing moments where we don't check
that
our
work.
That
looks like scuffed.
That is... Oh, my God. He's standing in with Will Ferrell.
Yeah. it's like scuffed Will Ferrell and like scuffed Hugh Grant are standing next to each other.
God. Is that Janet Reno? Who the fuck is that?
No, it's Will Ferrell.
I mean, the irony of it being like Janet Reno.
So there's no Wikipedia for this, but there is a Know Your Meme page for it. It's John Flint before the transitioning.
Yeah. It's a dude.
Oh, yeah, man.
I got a quote for you I think you'll appreciate from Brianna Wu. Brianna Wu says that Caitlyn is the Jar Jar Binks of transgender activism. Caitlyn Jenner.
Frankly, like, let's be honest, so all y'all niggas look like Jar Jar Binks. Like, all these people look like Jar Jar. All of you are Jar. Like, dude, oh my god, Jar Jar Binks.
Fun fact: he's doing the '80s. Brianna Wu was a dude. Yup, John Walker Flint. I mean, that's the doctor.
Oh god,
that's like the small effeminate doctor. Which doctor was that?
Like the worst one.
Is that Tennant?
Yeah, I can't stand that guy. Dr. Wu is also trash.
Reminds me of the little guy from...
Dr. Wu. I said Dr. Wu.
Dr. Wu.
Dr. Who is trash, although I gotta say I do have nostalgia for like 70s and 80s Dr. Who, because that shit is funny as fuck. That like awful production values, so now but that's just the old thing.
Fucking,
anyway.
Now that I ground the show to a halt my doubts, because I couldn't remember
really,
if it was
but
really...
I'm gonna tell you right now, if you don't like Well Actually He's in the comments, just don't look at today's comments. Because before people get through the show... The listeners are going to be furiously like, it's actually a dude, it's a dude, it's a nigga. Like, they're going
to... Well, they should be a little more patient. Just wait for when we lay it to rest.
Yeah, I understand.
Just wait a few minutes. We'll get around to it.
I'm ever going to let Sven get away with thinking that Brianna Wu was a born woman.
I just don't remember. Like, I just wanted to make sure that we... Can you imagine if we were wrong? Can you imagine if we did this entire segment and it was actually...
Oh, God, imagine being wrong about something. But, like...
No, we'd never survive.
Would happen? Literally nothing would happen. Right. People would make fun of us.
We would do the next show and not talk about it.
Well, no. Or we would make it into a meme and joke about ourselves. So, like, in before anyone joking about us and then, like, disarming the whole thing and it wouldn't matter.
So the other thing, too, is funny. In these situations, you want to err on the side of assuming they're trans.
Yeah, because no one can really criticize you for that, right?
That's a safer assumption, right?
But really, what got
if you
me...
If you go the other way, you could make all kinds of horrible mistakes.
Dude, yeah, if you accident... Because, again, think about it. Let's analyze this for a second. No, Alex is absolutely right. If you make the trans claim, if you make the call, and you're wrong, what's the worst out? Well... It's just such an ugly bra. I thought it was a dude.
Well, what got
right?
me here was
now,
the absolute...
If you say the other way, okay. Now you're in some fucking problems. Right. Think about it. Sorry.
Well,
sorry.
What got me with this was this image with the really skinny arm. I was like, oh, that might
just
be a girl.
Noodle arms.
Like, you have lost so much muscle tone that you... That, I wonder if that is a woman. Because that arm is so slender, and it doesn't...
Yeah, but look at that hand and that... look at the hairy forearm in the hand. Not that there aren't bras with that, but that's a...
You think
that's
it's hairy?
A dude.
God damn.
I don't know, maybe it was the way the shadow was hitting
it. That forefinger and thumb would go all the way around his neck.
Yeah.
Jesus. Look at that. Look at that.
I was just—I thought that might just be a freak of nature, you know. And it is.
There do exist tall, weird, lanky
people.
Women,
exist outside of the averages of what you see. Like that's why I was like, wait a minute.
I don't want to go to the people who are like experts at the online like the visual investigations online people.
People aren't experts. They're just
I know. I'm joking. But this the shit posters that talk about this again. They have like things where they'll draw circles on various. Yeah. Like, someone will draw a big fat circle of that large, that paw, that fucking that mitt on the end of that skinny arm.
Like, you've never seen a lady with long fingers before? Like, that happens.
A little bit more dainty and genteel than that. It does happen. Look at, like, let's look at Pearl Davis as a tall woman. Let's do comparisons.
That's like the hands of, like, a gray alien or something. Like,
yeah.
It's also, like, the arm and the face of a gray alien.
Ectomorph body type.
I forgot about that shit. Like those different body types. God, people on the internet are so fucking autistic.
Is it I'm not allowed to be racist? So I'm gonna compile like the average body shapes of people, and we'll talk about that.
I know it's amazing. Remember the fucking now you know where I'm gonna go.
Chaotic soul. The chaotic soul.
Yeah, or chaotic chaotic soul. Like oh my god,
I remember that.
Are you a melon head? Did you mean? Does that mean a nigger? Like what does that mean? No. You know what? Cro-Mag meant you were a nigger. That's what it was. They had like a code.
Yeah. I was like
Thal
oh,
was white.
I'm
Cro-Mag
super tall. I have big giant eyeballs and a big brow ridge.
Now
so
they also
I'm
had this
falling.
Thing like melon, and there was like melon wasn't necessarily. You didn't want to be full melon. Like being like half melon, half Thal was like okay. Like you don't want to go full melon because there's no one was full melon.
Well, it's funny was when they got aliens. Bored and they had to take people that don't fit in stuff and make them. Like remember they had Star Child, and they only had like one example, and it was Newt Gingrich. It was like and he just had a fat, wide, like cheeks.
Oh no, it's a different skull shape. There's really you have a really wide head. You're a Star Children. That means you're some kind of alien. I'm just like, just shut the fuck up.
Get the fuck out of here. What a waste. That was fun.
It was funny. I gave a picture of myself and like asked for the evaluation from the guy running that. He was like, oh, you're total fucking Thal. He's like that brow ridge. He's like that's. I was like, yeah, you know, literally, you can barely see my eyes. The brow ridge.
Yep,
is
here's
so
a Star Child skull. It's only partial. It's not really illustrating. The Star Child skull is part of a malformed human skull of a child who likely died as a result of congenital hydrocephalus. It received widespread publicity after paranormalist Lloyd Pye claimed it was of extraterrestrial origin. Oh my god. What the fuck? And this is just a clearly an artist's rendition. Where's the Newt Gingrich bit? Chaotic, whatever the fuck his name was.
That guy is, what a dude.
That was fun stuff. I applied and I joined the forum, but I never used it.
Oh, I never joined the forum. I was in like a chat.
I was like, I want to join your forum. This might be interesting.
I was in a chat with that guy.
I never talked to any of those people. Yeah.
Well, you remember our friend who was an Asian woman who was our old friend who was involved in some of the stuff with us back in the day and was involved in TRS. And still have fond memories of her. I haven't seen her in a while. She was a nice girl. But she added me to some chat. And also in that chat with the Chronic Soul guy, which is where I submitted a picture of him. And he was like, yeah, you're totally Thal. He said, you might have some melon. I need to see the back of your head, too. I was like, I don't have pictures of the back of my head right now. Sorry. But in that chat, this is a funny story. I've told it before. I'll tell it again. That guy who was like the My Little Pony fascist guy, like Dinklepuff or whatever his name was, like I forget, like
Dingleberry,
what the fuck was
Dingleberry
his name?
Puff,
yeah,
something
Dingleberry
do.
Puff, something. Oh,
Buttercup do.
Yes, that's right. I kept forgetting.
Buttercup do me in the ass because I'm a fag.
Oh, jeez. Buttercup do my balls.
Talk about horse tube.
Ah, pony tube. Yeah, I feel dirty. But anyway, what happened was, I basically was calling that guy a faggot.
Yeah.
And I got kicked out of it was a Skype chat back in the day when we were doing like the Skype chats because he was talking about how everybody in there was like flexing on each other. Again, it was so fucking autistic. It was they were all flexing on each other for being int J's
for
doing like and I was just like and then he was also talking about how he's like an introvert and he hates extroverted people. I'm like, aren't you supposed to be a fascist? And you don't like extra. What do you think Hitler was? Hitler was an extrovert, and he's like, "Oh, well, I have like weird social anxieties." I was like, "Cause you're a nerd." I was like, "Cause you're a nerd and you're gay."
The internet was a mistake,
and I was like, "I was going hard." I just got it was one of these things where I had a moment where I was like, "I don't want to put up with this guy," and I was like, "Really?
Yeah.
I don't have social anxiety. I like people. Yeah. People like me. I enjoy social interaction with people. I like talking to people, and I'm good at it. And, like, frankly, you're a fucking nerd, and you're gay. And he flipped out. Like, this dude, like, flipped the fuck out. And, like, Koanic Soul, like, kicked me out of the chat. And I was like, what the fuck is the difference? And I remember then reconnoitering later on with our friend who had added me. And she was like, oh, they're probably going to get mad at me for adding you. And I was like, well, just call them fags. Like, legitimately, what's the difference between these people and libtards? Like, if they're going to kick me out because I was mean to somebody, like, what is the fucking difference between them and libtards? Like, fuck these people. Anyway, whatever. At least I got the confirmation that I was full foul before like, doing that bit. But that's why I always hated Buttercup Dew after that. I was like,
The author's central premise is that introverted, self-styled, rational white guys like him are exhibiting the genetic traits of the Neanderthals, and as such are a superior race to the extroverted, irrational masses.
This is just
not to mention
the
dusky hordes of Africa and Asia with no Neanderthal genes at all. The site is a mind-boggling combination of what I can only call esoteric pickup artistry, cultivating inner game. Phrenology, there's a whole page dedicated to figure out how much superior Neanderthal DNA you have from your skull shape and facial features. Racism, his recent blog post, but Maya Angelou is jaw-dropping. Man, I wish that was still there. This is a 10-year-old Reddit post, by the way.
About Koanic Soul, yeah.
And this is just, and it's just like it links to one of his posts, but it's not there anymore, and this is just a commentary. And neo-reactionary politics, as in Mencius Moebug bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, and some less STEM-flavored Christian mysticism, too. He's apparently discovered mathematical proof that the supernatural exists, and specifically that Christianity is true. He's invented an entire baffling jargon replete with terms like thals, melons, deep sockets, as in deep eye sockets, apparently a surefire sign of superior Neanderthal blood. What kind of deep sockets is like Buttercup doing to?
Ah! Dude. Bruh.
It's like staring into the sun, only the sun that emits rays of crazy instead of light. As for rule one, I surely don't have to explain why phrenology, the idea you can predict someone's personality and intellectual strengths from the shape of their skull,
you can,
or depth of their eye sockets, isn't real science. And there's no paleontological evidence for Neanderthals being more introverted than any other Homo species. Well, this is like what it is. The way they describe it, like, it's just so story for like an internet nerd telling everyone how I'm actually like the ideal human being.
No.
Like,
that was going on. But I'm going to tell you something. Like, predicting traits from shapes of skulls is like inherently not something crazy if you think about it. Right. First of all. Now, you can maybe
well,
question
you get,
of how
you get racial information.
You get racial information.
Well,
you can tell race, someone's race from their skull. Additionally, on average, there is a larger cavity or area. Well, white
are you
just,
saying I have an enormous frontal lobe?
I don't know about you specifically.
I mean, that's the shape here. It's like.
But my point is that,
next time we hang out, everybody's got to get their skull measured.
Do you think that people won't do that in our community? You think that hasn't happened? You think somebody literally gave me a caliper for my birthday. Somebody literally gave me a caliper for my birthday, last year. Oh no, it was Christmas this year, and I think we were measuring some skulls. Anyway, it was a gag gift, but it was. But like the point being that phrenology is not inherently on its face obviously pseudoscience, right? Like with anything, you can do fake phrenology that's not real, like what Koanic Soul is doing, or Koanic Soul, or whatever it was. You can do that. But one of the ways he gets away with it, with essentially making it up, like writing a just-so story for himself, like, oh, look at me. I've got a huge head with weird, deep eye sockets.
I'm socially awkward.
I'm socially awkward, introverted.
Like, which is why I don't like people.
Obviously, I'm the ideal type. And, like, to be honest with you, having been involved, not involved, but having been in that chat and talking to these people, that shit was going on. Like, legitimately, that critique from that libtard is not entirely wrong. Like, a lot of that stuff was going on, like, literally, like, making up, like, because I have a big misshapen head and I'm weird and awkward, I'm the ideal human. Like, that shit was going on. But that doesn't mean that phrenology inherently is wrong. You can definitely tell the race of somebody by their skull. And it's also definitely true that white people have, on average, a larger space for their brains, therefore bigger brains, by about 5%. And any claim of, like, well, that doesn't necessarily impact IQ is, I think...
Well, see, that's kind of the thing,
question,
too, right?
It's too, like, right?
So the 5% that you're talking about is a very important 5%. Because from my understanding, the evolutionary development of brain, like, the frontal lobe and stuff like that, that was later tacked on to the more primitive parts of the brain. So you're talking about the architecture that is the newest part of the human brain. Right. And the most necessary for, like, abstract thought and things like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not...
So that 5% is fucking important.
Again, I'm not an expert in any of this, but I'll be willing to take your word for it. But I also think it's like if science, if official science, because of Jewish anthropologists like Franz Boas and people like that, and Elliot Gould, not Elliot Gould, but Stephen Jay Gould, Elliot Gould, the actor, but was also Jewish, but Stephen Jay Gould and Franz Boas and these people, if they're going to essentially, rather than do science, draw like a rule set around what kind of science you're allowed to do. Well, you're going to get people like Quantic Soul. And you're probably going to get people like that anyway, because the fact that they are doing real science in a field does not stop people on the internet from doing pseudoscience. But, like, you know, the problem is that it's like you – the dismissal of the idea that there's anything to be learned here is bullshit. No,
well, because, obviously. Like, they have to hide behind, like, Naxaltism,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they have
like,
to hide behind, oh, look at this guy who's doing it. This is what happens,
it's
right?
It's like, you have 5% bigger, like, cranial capacity for your brain. That does pardon me. You know, how many times out of 10 does that lead to, yes, that person has a higher IQ, but like that small percentage of outlier where it doesn't correlate that way, that means it's not a thing and you can't do it anymore. It's like you basically can. What it means is every once in a while you'll think somebody is stupider than they actually are, if you go by that. That's all it means. Every once in a while someone is actually going to have a higher IQ and a smaller brain. Well, I don't know if it's possible or not. Or someone with a larger brain is going to have a lower IQ is more likely, right? The capacity's there, but it's not being utilized.
I don't fucking know. All I know is that...
What's that?
That just happened right now as I went and I was looking to see if there's been any kind of research into variation among different ethnic groups and like the volume of particular regions of the brain. I found a study from 2010. Variability in frontotemporal brain structure. And when you scroll down to the conclusion, you find this hilarious pair of sentences. The biological implications of our findings are unclear, as we do not know what factors may be contributing to these observed differences. However, this study raises several questions that have important implications for the future of neuropsychiatric research. So it's literally like, we can't tell you what we discovered because it's racist.
Yeah, because it's racist. Again, it's like the amount of learning about ourselves as human organisms that is like basically not allowed because we can't be racist is actually like, legitimately, we're on like Lysenkoism tiers of fake science in America now. Like we are basically doing... We are worse than the Soviets were ever about this. We are far worse than they were about it. Like way worse. Like the amount of fake shit.
Yeah, we have an authoritarianism that rivals theirs. It's just that it's in different directions.
Yeah, that actually kind of connects with what I wanted to talk about.
And we have like no one in America could ever talk shit about Pravda, ever.
Oh, forget about it. Pravda is like legitimately way.
At least you knew.
Yeah, at least
they
you
were
knew
up
it
front
bullshit.
About like, yeah, this is the state newspaper,
and this is bullshit. Like, and a lot of the stuff you're going to be reading is like obviously self-serving crap. So just don't bother with it. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean that's actually kind of touches on what
the only piece
of
data
later.
I could pull out of this study was that the orbito frontal cortex is somewhat larger in African Americans. That's your secondary taste cortex.
That's why they love fucking sweet shit. So that's why they love like Tropicana, like sour apple. Like,
oh, sounds great.
They don't tell me anything else, oddly enough. And the one thing they did tell me is a brain region that's larger in African Americans. Interesting.
Oh, the one thing they say, niggers have this. Yeah, I was reading something. This is funny. I was reading something. I can't remember. It was It was something. I don't know why I went down. This is recently. I don't know why I had searched for like a prognathism. I guess it's because I saw the word used when referring to like a white person that had a bad underbite, and I was like, wait, I thought the prognathism was just like it's you get that sometimes, but it's also just like this part of your face, right? And blacks, and it was so funny is when I looked up the word prognathism. It said, like, a prognathism is, like, a deformity. It's when your lower jaw sticks out more than it should. It could be related to various conditions or whatever. But they were, like, generally speaking, they said humans have a kind of a face, which is, like, which is a fancy word. And it was about, like, being flat face, right? And I was like, no, we don't. I was like, that's not true. Blacks do not. Now, I guess if you want to say blacks aren't humans, that's on you. But, like, I was like, no, people generally don't. Have that.
And
frankly, Asians also, some types of Asians also don't have, they also have this sticking out.
I've seen that as well. Yeah,
they
depends
absolutely
on
do.
How.
So, really, frankly, you could point the finger at whoever said that, said you're using a white facial type.
Yep.
And you're saying that's humans, when in fact, actually, most humans don't have it. But the other funny thing is then that led me to a Reddit thread about this very issue, where somebody was like doing some racist trolling about, like, why do blacks have this productism? It's like, you know, it's similar to apes or something like that. But they phrased it in such a way they didn't get banned. Mm-hmm. What's funny is people meet whenever you, the funniest thing about doing that sort of thing is like, wait, so it's like asking, like, you know, why can't I say Michelle Obama looks like a monkey? I don't understand. But I can say George Bush looks like a monkey. Like, I used to troll with that so hard, and they would get so angry. But you know why? But no, I don't explain it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I legitimately don't understand it. And they would just, all they would ever say is, you know exactly why, and stop trolling. But like, so, again, we could go down multiple layers.
Sure.
But the funny thing is, immediately the people in the Reddit thread were angry, and someone said, like, all different races have retained some type of ape-like feature. Look at white people and their brow ridges. And I was like, oh, interesting. The thing that sets us apart is, like, distinguished and handsome and also makes room for our massive frontal lobes that make us more intelligent.
Do
like
apes have brow ridges?
I don't think so.
Their head just tends to slope straight backward like a nigger.
Right. Well, that was the thing about the... That was the one thing that the Kalanick Soul, like, phrenology people got right is, like, niggers are, like, smooth brains. Like, they're like smooth foreheads. Like, they don't... I was even saying, like, look at them. When they're, like, bean heads, they're, like, little pinheads. They have small heads.
Oh, my God. I'm back again. Please, you've made it this far into the show, and you still haven't shut this version of it off, deleted the file in anger, and gone over to therightstuff.biz/paywall to create a subscription and get rid of this nonsense. Please... Do so. We'll both be happier for it.
Yep.
And they're fucked. They don't have the. They're like. Now, you'll find obviously some outliers and things like that, but generally speaking, and I remember when I was reading that stuff and I was still living in New York City at the time, I'd like look at niggers on the subway and stuff. I'd like look at their heads. They're like, yeah, it's a fucking smooth brain. It's a fucking smooth forehead nigger. Like, they're straight. Like, no. Like, there's the one thing where, like, they don't have, like, this deep-set, like if you grab yourself here, like, you've got, like, deep-set eyes and a nose ridge right here and stuff. Like, their face is, like, flatty, but their little nose just, like, pokes out here.
I just went to Google, like, black...
It's so dumb-looking.
I just went to Google, like, black foreheads, and I've got all...
I'm just laughing. He knows what we're talking about.
I Googled black foreheads, and I got results that are all related to, like, a skin disorder they'll get where their forehead skin gets blacker than the rest of it and how to, like, cope with it. Melasma. That's pretty funny. Man. So I can't even look at the shape
but
of
the
black's forehead.
But the funny thing is, though, that like a lot of Asians also have a smooth forehead where their nose just like is like a little bump that pokes out in the middle of their face, and like their forehead is like totally. Like, a lot of Asians look like that too. So, but again, like a lot of Asians, the idea that all Asians are smart is wrong. Southeast Asians are fucking idiots. They're like if niggers are like gorillas, like Southeast Asians are like monkeys. And they kind of move. They move in, like, a monkey-like fashion. You ever see those Filipino dudes that, like, they have them, like, building shit in the forest in those YouTube videos? Like, we're going to build, like, a hut in the woods. And they're just, like, these little monkey people. Like,
why do East Africans have bigger foreheads compared to other Africans? Like, don't they just, from what I'm seeing, they just have, like, receding hairlines. Like, this broad's hair is just, like, is back here. Forehead still slopes back.
Let's, like, explore the ways that they're, like, weird and funny-looking and ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That girl doesn't have a forehead. She just has a very high hairline. Oh, God. That one looks really dumb.
Dude, all these people look stupid. Like, this is also like, why does one nigger look weirder than another? The answer is I don't really care to explore this issue.
Look at that. There is no frontal lobe there. This one is just going to do violence to you if you come near it. It's just like going to lash out.
It's just like gross looking.
I hate fucking niggers so much. God damn it.
Just gross looking. The person just looks
imagine just not just throwing them in prison, not letting them
not
out.
Not just like immediately
just
going. Imagine like not going with your immediate biological instinct. Like these people.
Imagine bringing them here for
dangerous.
Free labor and you're so fucking cheap and Jewish you don't castrate them so they can't make more.
At least the Muslims are smart enough to do that.
Yeah. I mean that's the real crime that the Americans did. It's not that slavery was so bad. It was like you bred a race of
No, that, I legitimately said the crime of slavery was saddling this country with the black problem because, frankly, like they did, the niggers were being done a favor.
Oh my God, were they done? Look at this country they have now.
Yeah, like why, if they weren't being done a favor, they would go back. This is something I've always said. You can tell who's really oppressed by the people who legitimately want the oppressor to fuck off or will themselves leave when given the chance. Best example, Palestine. Palestinians absolutely want these Jews gone.
Yeah, they don't
want
to live.
They don't
want
to live near Jews. They don't want Jews around them. They don't want Jews oppressing them. The best thing for them is Jews being gone. When Jews leave, Palestinians will not be begging them to return or to come back or to stay where they are, following them to where they are. That won't be happening. That's what blacks do. Right. Blacks will follow white people to the ends of the fucking earth.
Yep. And they
have. And they have. After we initially, like, our ancestors are Jews and, you know, a bunch of southern planters have initially, like, created this trade in African bodies.
Money.
Now that they've got the whitey, wow, look at that. We can get stuff by being around these people. Let's make sure we always follow them everywhere they go. So, yeah, no, like, blacks aren't oppressed. Blacks are not oppressed. What is considered oppression in America of black people? Not letting them be around white people. This is Ryan Fogg used to just dine out on this talking point, and so did I. Like, we always would do this, like, just like, oh, yeah, like, so oppressing blacks is just, like, not letting them be around whites. Why? I thought white people were bad. Aren't we doing people a favor? Aren't we doing them a favor by not letting them be? Like, no, look, we're so shitty, like, you really should steer clear, honestly.
God damn it. See, we've moved so far afield from what I wanted to get to.
We started talking about old stuff, so we just talked about old stuff.
Oh, you
don't
want to move on? All right, I was going to move on to the Kansas City. What do you got, Alex?
Now I'm going to dig up the tweet again, because Brianna Wu
said
something.
I do
want
to talk about Brianna Wu being a Zionist.
Particularly, all right, yeah, I found it. Okay. So Brianna Wu has been on a tear doing just straight up Zionist bog standard bullshit for like weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And then people call out Brianna on this topic, right? So Brianna responds by saying, does it feel at all anti-Semitic to suggest that anyone interested in sharing the history of Jews must be paid to do so?
No.
Do y'all even hear yourselves?
I don't care if it is. Like, one, yes, and two, also, you're getting paid by Jews.
One, they're doing it. They're doing it. And you can find videos and news articles, and you can even look at statistical research into the amount of money they pay every year to influencers. It's all there. They do actually do it.
Yes.
And then secondly, if I just observed, like, during an ethnic cleansing campaign, suddenly a Twitter account, an influencer, is talking all of this propaganda for the side that's doing ethnic cleansing, it makes me suspicious. It makes me very skeptical about their motives.
Well, Brianna Wu is getting paid by Jews. Like, it's just straight up true.
Yeah, it's kind of how it goes.
Brianna Wu is just getting paid by Jews.
And the thing is, we also know, because we know that in connected with this thing specifically since October 7th, we have many influencers who themselves have showed on camera the emails that they were getting, like TikTok people and stuff like that, who they themselves were more principled than Brianna Wu, because they're like, look, these Jews are trying to pay me, saying they'll give me like this. I saw one, this kid was saying like $5,000 for a video that gets like a million views where I show like Israel stuff. They'll give me $5,000 for that. I'm not going to do that shit. And I'm like, okay, good for you. Principled person here, at least somewhat, more so than Brianna Wu, certainly. But this guy just took it. He took the money. He took that money. You know that it's happening because there was a very specific campaign. You could even go to Jewish press where they discuss how they need better outreach on these platforms. They need more social media influencers on their side. There's too many of these libtards.
But why
these
trannies? Why would you pay Brianna Wu to champion Zionism?
Brianna Wu is going to be hitting a demographic that they want to hit. The problem is it doesn't work, because when you it is obviously astroturf.
Brianna Wu's shit, people, like, they're pushing back, right?
Right, that's my point. It's not working, but the point is they got to do it. First of all, I also don't think that they care. Like, the idea that they're like, oh, this is a tranny, let's not do that. They're like, no, that's hitting a demographic we need to hit. Like, they are, on those kinds of questions, they're like, does this person have influence? Do they have a fan base? Do they have people that listen to them? Yes, they do. Granted, it's a bunch of sick weirdos, but even those people are pushing back on it. And there's probably people that see it and are like, oh, yeah, let's go and jump in on this. So, no, Jews aren't choosy about that. Like, they'll pay whoever. They'll pay right, left, center, tranny, cis. Doesn't it really, like, shit, they'd probably fucking pay Nazis to do it. To go and shill for Israel. I'm sure that they do. I'm sure there's people. There's people that have taken that deal. But But the idea that they would be like, oh, like being trannyism is like cringy, therefore we shouldn't. It's like, no, they don't give a shit about that. Like, first of all, the Jews have worked very hard to try and make tranny be cool. And, you know, here we are. So
Yeah.
But so the funny thing is that getting accused of that then makes that be like, now this is all you can talk about.
Like, to go through this timeline, it is nothing but it's the usual Zionist claptrap. How many times have the Jews been run out of Israel? How many times have they been ethnically cleansed out of Israel? It's terrible, you know.
Well, I got a tweet here from yesterday. Why it says like obviously again and Brandon Wu was doing that thing where he does like, let me pose a question that I want to answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like he's doing the question and answer format because like, well, this is the question I want you to ask so that I can give you this answer. It says, why should Israel exist? It's a settler colonialist atrocity, right? Didn't they just steal the Palestinians' land in 1948? It's like, that's not exactly how I'd phrase that, but let's see where this goes. No. The truth is, no one knows more about getting genocided and kicked out of their homes than the Jews. I'm not a historian, but with all the heated Twitter conversation, I thought I'd read a book or two to have an informed opinion about Israel-Palestine and whose home the region is. Nah, bullshit. No, literally what happened is Jews paid you. You didn't read a book or two. You read a talking point or two that were given to you in an email after you took their money.
You took their money.
And they sent you talking points, and you are now repeating these talking points. You didn't read a book. What book did you read? That would actually be, frankly, since I'm so tired of debating these bullshit talking points, I would ask this person, what book did you read? You said you read a book or two. Oh, what are the names?
It's in
Twitter.
What
are the titles of these two books? Oh, really?
The title is Israel and Palestine, The Complete History, 2019 edition, written by Ian Carroll. And I guess this is an audio book because you can be brought to read it. Narrated by Alistair Cameron.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, I don't buy that you read that book.
Well, you listened to it. It's an audio.
Even that, I feel like you didn't do. I feel you're just reading talking points. But again, maybe so. Maybe they were given and being like, if you listen to this audiobook and like repeat the stuff in it, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows how much an investment Jews did here? It is Twitter's portrayal of Jews as warmongers who stole the Palestinians' land accurate, or is this a selective, one-sided history? It's a wholly one-sided and ahistoric. If you truly care about people living in peace and safety and not getting settler colonized, you should strongly support the existence of Israel.
What, wait, but what about if you don't support, like, bombings of hospitals?
It's also, like, why I hate that settler colonialist talking points. But yeah, go ahead.
It's like, what if you don't like, you know, I don't like refugees being, like, starved and bombed. It's like, pushed further south until they get gay-opted into, like, leaving the country behind.
Let's take this out of this abstract conversation about so-called what is and isn't settler colonialism.
Who knows more?
This only benefits Jews. Like,
who knows more right this moment about being kicked out of their homes? Having their homes bombed behind them.
Right. Who right now is getting bombed and kicked out of their homes and removed?
You know what,
Jews? It's not Jews. Jews know
more. Jews know more about, like, stealing land from people than anybody else. And you gotta use a big fat blood libel to get your way. That's what they do.
So this is actually a level of shilling that you would only do if you were paid. I'm sorry. There is no other reason to do this because it is actually cringe levels of fucking shilling. This thread will educate you on the 2,500 years of history before 1948. It will explain.
If there's just like a document that they've got, they pass around to these people, like, here you go, here's your bulleted list.
No question about it. These people are given a set of talking points. They're absolutely given a set of talking points. And frankly, there are some talking points. I talked about this on my stream last week where I went through some New York Times comments and I picked out who was legit a comment and who was doing, like, pre-prepared talking points. Which is very easy because having been in this space and talking about this issue for years now, going on 20 years now, I recognize these talking points right away. I see them a mile away. They're like on my computer screen. But my point is that I can see them right away. I recognize them. It's not organic. When someone has decided to become an Israel shill, they might as well be a bot. Because they're spitting out the same regurgitated shit again and again, the same storylines, the same gotchas. There's a number of like gotchas that Jews have come up with that are supposed to be like gotchas to standard talking points. Settler colonialist shit is one of them, which is, again, what I would say to the leftist Palestine people is you are not helping when you buy into these frameworks. When you do the settler colonialist thing, even if you feel like that might hurt Jews, you are opening up a wide swath of them to say, but what to do a but actually or a what aboutism with white people and Europeans, which again, we're just not talking about that right now. We're talking about what's happening now. We're talking about Zionism right now. I don't want to go back to talk. I don't want to go back and deal with the history of Europe. I don't want to go back and deal with this long history of Jews. I don't care. We're not talking about that.
It's not a matter of want. It's I can't do that. I could do things that could stop the ethnic cleansing happening now. That is something that could be shifted with public policy.
Right. Well, the other thing is I don't want to have that conversation is my point. Like, I don't – like, right now, like, you wanting to drag me into the weeds about 2,500 years of history, you wanting to talk about European settler colonialism, you wanting to talk about the Native Americans. Like, I don't want to have that conversation right now because that only helps you. That only helps Jews. This is what – this is actually and again, also – similarly, leftist Palestine people, when you spend a lot of time policing your own thing for anti-Semitism or in beforeing anti-Semitism, we're not an anti-Semitic thing, anti-Zionism, all that shit, just don't do it. When you do that, you are wasting your time and you are granting the Jews all their moral premises. And the reason that they have so much narrative control and so much power, it's obviously money. And you know, all the lobbying and money and all the shit they do. But it's also like the result of that, the result of all their money and power and media control is the pervasiveness of these narratives. So if you want to break their power, you have to break those narratives. You don't have a way to beat them at the money game. You don't have a way to beat them at the media control game. The best you can do is deconstruct and dismantle and attack and undermine the narratives that they promote. They give them this power. In other words, the mind control, right? But when you police for anti-Semitism,
mind control,
yeah, mind control,
mind violence. Control,
it's a
harp,
yeah, right. So when you
chemtrails,
I mean, what's funny is like what's so funny about that kind of stuff? It's like there is mind control in this country. It's just not like what you think it is. Like you're just turning on the TV and repeating the shit Jews say back to them.
Mind control is Brianna was a woman.
Right, that's legitimate. Well, that's just gaslighting. I mean, that's straight up like Wikipedia is just gaslighting you if they're trying to pretend like that's a woman, right? So again, it's just like you know you have to break. You're still, frankly, leftist pro Palestine people. You're still in the mind prison if you police for anti-Semitism. If you talk about like settler colonial, no, talk about Jews. Talk about what Jews are doing today. And then let's actually put pressure in a way that we stop them. Because otherwise, you're going to spend a lot of time arguing about settler colonialism. You're spending a lot of time arguing about the history of anti-Semitism, policing your own movement for anti-Semitism. Before you know it, Gaza is going to have disappeared. Which is exactly what they're fucking counting on. It's exactly what they're counting on. You're going to argue about that. You're going to say, we don't want anti-Semites in our Palestine movement. Oh, well, guess what that gets you? Gaza has disappeared. It's gone. They destroyed it and they kicked the people out. They're building a refugee camp for them in Egypt right now to shove them into.
We have the satellite photos.
The BBC has the satellite photos. I don't even have to have them. They've got them. So it's a historic home of Jews, how they were slaughtered and evicted repeatedly in an event called the Jewish Diaspora. Wait, hold on. Okay, now I know that this person is just dumb. It's the event was not called the Jewish Diaspora.
That's an event? Okay.
No, it's not an event. It's the name of... Oh, my God. And as long as this thread is, it's going to be a fraction of a fraction of the atrocities. Like, dude. Yeah, dude. Like, there's no way this is organic. Like, there's no way you just, oh, you know what, one day I became really interested in Jewish history and I became a real like passionate advocate for them and like dude you're getting paid by Jews. How much are they paying you, Brianna? It's obvious you're getting paid by them. Like, just why not just own it? I mean, why not? If the Jewish history, here's the funny thing, if Jewish history is so great, if Jews are such wonderful people,
no.
And their history of being oppressed and such, why not just acknowledge, you know, one of their strategies is to pay people to repeat their talking points, and that's also great. I'm being paid. Be like, is there any shame in being paid by Jews? Hold on a second. You saying that the accusation that Jews are paying you.
Okay, you're going a little too far here.
No, but I like
nobody.
Doing it.
Nobody likes the idea of being paid to say an opinion. Like, it doesn't matter who's doing it.
No, I understand, but I'm just again. Let me just do every kind.
He's
of...
just discrediting the entire existence of people and opinions. Like people like to pretend their stuff's sort of organic.
But why is it wrong to get paid by Jews, though? Why is that bad? Was there something dirty about taking their money, Brianna? Something filthy about it? You don't take that filthy Jew money?
No, I think for myself when I say online what I think. Like, that's such an easy, like, step.
I understand, but...
So simple. Like, no, I don't get paid to...
Jew money is dirty. Is that what it is? You don't want to sully your hands with their filthy Jew kike gold or shekels?
Okay, you put it that way. That's funny.
I'm being funny.
I don't want to sully my hands with Jew money. Ew. I just really want to advocate for them to have a homeland and the right to exist and defend themselves.
Right. Dude, this would be that troll. That's like a Walter Block tier, like, turnabout on you. Like, that's the kind of thing he would do. Oh, he would legitimately do. What's wrong with paying people to say stuff?
Right.
What, you think taking Jewish money is dirty? Oh, these filthy, dirty Jews and their money. What's funny about Jews, you can always turn shit around like that. The other way. Yes, obviously no one wants to be like, but on this one, it's like when if she was doing like the history of trans people, like a passionate, I fucking was gaslit.
Yeah, well, it's hard to avoid it.
I know. If this dude was doing a history, like a passionate investigation of the history of trans people, I would be like, all right, he's probably doing that, like out of ideological fervor. But you just start talking about like the kikes, it's like, nah, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's sort of the question, right? It's like, why are you particularly interested in defending Israel at this juncture?
Why right now, too?
Why right now?
Why didn't you do this, like, 5 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, 1 year ago, or,
have
like,
you
6 months
been
ago.
Have like this, or did this suddenly happen? Like, within, I don't know, the last three months or so.
Hey, are you still listening? You should get behind the paywall. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and get yourself a subscription.
He actually says that the debates had him interested in deciding to read a book to become informed. It's also like, well, then you read a book. The other funny thing is, why didn't you?
You mean you read the talking points that were given to you by the IDF?
Obviously, but here's another funny thing I would ask.
So to read the book I was given.
Apparently, the book we brought up before. There's a book that he claims he read, and it's some like Israel and Palestine by Ian Carroll. Who probably is a butt goat. That sounds to me like some British
Carol,
butt goat.
I believe, was the voice actor that read it.
It was Ian Carroll's the author.
Oh, no, you're right. Ian Carroll's the author.
So,
I'm sorry.
So here's the question. Like, you read this book, right? If you read a book, if you sit down, you're like, I'm going to read a book on this to understand it. And you get like a very one-sided view of it, right? Wouldn't you then be like, maybe I'm getting, I mean, if you're genuinely curious. Right, you're genuinely curious. You honestly don't know anything about it, and you don't understand it, so you want to figure it out. You read a book, and all you're getting is effectively the story of one side, or you're coming out of a one-sided perspective. Why don't you then go and be like, well, maybe I should learn the other side? But you know, you're just happy, like, oh, yeah. This one book, I don't need to read another one. There's always a controversial topic that definitely has like material. You know, there's significantly more. There's significantly more material on the pro-Israel side too, and frankly, Jews always do the thing where it's like we're going to make sure that if there's one critical of Israel, that's also written by a Jew. They love that shit. Because again,
oh boy,
let's find like a fucking unedited, uncensored Arab take on it, like an actual very true Palestinian. You probably can't find one in the English language. Probably only in Arabic. You can.
What's
find
happening,
like
McNabb? He's grumbling.
Sorry.
Check this out. Check out this absolutely stellar Twitter account.
It's Tradwife. Oh my god.
Not Tradlife. Tradlife.
Am Yisrael Chai. MAGA Zionist.
Feminist
pro-choice. Anti-circumcision. Green. Am Yisrael Chai. Wow.
But wait.
From San Francisco.
Look at that sheer pileup of emojis. It's like it's like a fucking car accident of emojis. It's
if
like...
we ever hope to rid the world of political AIDS in our time, terrorism, the rule must be clear. One does not deal with terrorists. One does not bargain with terrorists. One kills terrorists. And then, I don't know, is this someone's name or is that a Hebrew phrase? Meir Kahane.
Oh, Meir Kahane. That's a person. That's a person. That's the... That's a genocidal kike.
Okay.
Mayorgana is like a genocidal Jew. It's like no. In other words, what you really mean is not terrorists. You mean like Arabs that are living on land we want to steal. Like that's what you mean. We must like if we ever want to end the fact that these Arabs are living on the land so we can have it, we have to just kill them. That's what Mayorgana meant. This is not terrorism. That is not the issue here. Jews are fucking terrorists.
Anyway, that's the tone of people that are agreeing with Brandon Wu. I keep seeing Am Yisrael Chai and like all of the people that are in here.
Well, that person is probably just Jewish. Like, this person is a Jew, right? Like, if it's not a bot, it's a Jew.
Fire breathing, frothing in the mouth. Yeah.
Here's my favorite thing that these shills always do. I think that acknowledging all the painful complexity of the situation and educating people is the only way to break the stalemate.
No. It's the only way to keep everyone frozen in place while Israel creates new.
It's really complicated. Really complicated. It's not complicated. Not complicated at all.
Even if it is, who cares? Like, that's not the issue. Like, literally saying, acknowledging the complexity, that doesn't do anything. What that does is that lets you spin your wheels while Jews erase Gaza from the map. Mm-hmm. That's all that's happening right now. Anything else other than saying Jews are murdering Palestinians and destroying the Gaza Strip with the intent of killing and expelling them, and that needs to stop. If you are doing anything other than that, you are helping them. And that's why you fucking leftist morons that pretend like you're pro-Palestine, but you fucking get involved in settler colonialist shit. You talk about how, like, it's evil white Europeans that are enabling it. You say how it's just like Hitler. And you turn around and you say, like, let's also make sure when we criticize Israel, we don't go anti-Semite. All that shit, all you do with that is you give one more second, one more minute, one more hour, one more day where Jews can erase Gaza. Every mm-hmm. second you spend doing that, that's all you're doing.
I mean, there's a guy in the replies who does point out it's not complex. Israel dismantles illegal settlements, retreats to the 1967 borders, and leaves the Palestinians their own self-determination. I'm like, okay, yeah, hey, that sounds like a very simple solution.
And this starts my one-state solution where there's no Israel.
Yeah, that starts my plan where I continually make agreements and break them, install the Jews, and tell them, no, don't worry, we'll get to that agreement. Yeah, we can't implement it yet because it's too much Jewish terrorism. Like, oh, we have to implement a new security barrier, new agreement, new occupation. We got to occupy this area. Look, you people are just too out of control. Look, we need to go and look in everyone's basement. We need to run people over with bulldozers. Like, whatever we need to do. Like, we just do that in return to them because fuck them. Fuck them. Trusting them to, like, uphold. No. All that peace process shit. Like, that's a treaty. That's an agreement they signed, and it is now. It used to be that the so-called left in Israel was like, "Let's do that." Right? If you go further back in time, closer to when that initial agreement was, the leftists in Israel would be like, "Let's do that," and the rightists would be like, "No, we got to go further." Right? But now here we are, like 57 years later, and leftists in Israel are like, no, returning to that is absolutely out of the question. So, again, it moves. It just progresses. It's a progression. And everybody can see it. People who have actually been studying this conflict for a long time, who didn't just pick up a fucking Jewish propaganda book 2 weeks ago or just read their talking points delivered to them straight from, like, you know, Benny Gantz. They didn't do that. Like, or straight from Jonathan Greenblatt. You know, people who actually have known and learned about this issue for a very long time understand, everything that they do is a stall tactic to move forward and steal more land. Just today, here's an article I saw. U.S. opposes call at world court for Israel to immediately withdraw from the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The United States calls on the International Court of Justice not to issue an advisory opinion that Israel is legally required to immediately withdraw from the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Now, legally, they are required to do that. They are breaking all treaties and international law by doing this stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And again, like, you can take that seriously or not. But, like, my thing is, they pretend to take it seriously in all other instances. It's just now that it's anti-Semitic because it's calling on Jews just to actually, like, abide by their agreements. This is stuff they agreed to do. And so, insisting that, like Israel, the conflict must be resolved within the established framework. The U.S. is one of the only countries to have expressed opposition to the request of the Palestinian Authority and numerous other countries.
Who's over the top?
In the current hearings that the court rule Israel's military occupation of the West Bank illegal in order Israel to take immediate steps to end it, such as the dismantlement of settlements. Established framework for achieving comprehensive and enduring peace is anchored in UNSC resolutions 242 and 338. At their core, these and subsequent resolutions call for the application of two interdependent and inseparable requirements for a just and lasting peace. Says you, this is actually, I kind of want to see how they spin this. U.S. Representative Richard Visek in the ICI, legal advisor of the U.S. State Department. One is withdrawal of all forces from occupied territory. The other is peace and security for states in the Middle East through the acknowledgement of the sovereignty, territorial integrity, and political independence of every state in the area. So, in other words, they're leaning on like, oh, well, since Israel doesn't have that, then they don't have to do this. And it's like, so, in other words, this is how they play it. They're like, oh, there's insecurity in the region, so we don't have to abide by our deals. Like, well, who's creating that insecurity?
Duh.
Are you, well, this is just insecurity.
Does it matter?
I'm giving you the insecurity.
Right.
What's the insecurity? I've just given you the insecurity.
Yeah.
I'm bombing Syria. Yeah. I'm just giving you the insecurity in Syria.
Insecurity.
We just created it. I'm giving it to you right now. Yeah, so it's just, yeah, it's fucking self-serving bullshit. And anybody can see through it if once you understand. Like, if you don't know what's going on, you might be bamboozled by this. But people that observe this conflict know what's going on, and they know it's bullshit.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like knowing that Israel doesn't want a two-state solution. I mean, just the other day, we had one of their ministers say we prefer not to reach peace agreements if they would lead to the establishment of a Palestinian state. And the funny
thing...
They're
not supposed to say that. That's what's funny. Yeah, but yeah.
Well, no, the funny thing is I swear I saw a Twitter fact check that was like trying to quibble over the fact that he's like some kind of economic or energy minister that said this. Like,
yeah, Bezalel Smotrich. He's their finance minister. But, dude, pretending like that guy doesn't have influence...
No, this was Eli Cohen.
Eli Cohen. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, wait, we have multiple officials saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, you do, right, yeah.
But this is it's another just thing funny that they to said. See them, like, they quibble over, like, what his actual true position is. Like, he's works the for government. The government.
He's a government he's minister. Elected.
It's like...
Well, this is what they were saying about, because one of the things they said at the ICJ was like, well, the guy, because Bezalel Smotrich, who's the finance minister, is like a Ben Gavir guy. He's like a religious Zionist party, which is the guys who say all this stupid shit. They're the ones who literally can't keep their mouth shut. They can't. They literally cannot. They don't. They open their mouth before knowing what the shot was. Like, well, they knew what the shot was and opened their mouths. Like, that's, you're not supposed to do that. You know what the shot is, and you shut the fuck up. But they're like, I know the shot, and I'm just going to open my mouth. But Smotrich, basically, it was the one out there saying that, and they were like, well, he's just the finance minister. And it's like, oh, I mean, okay. So there's no way he has any influence over this, right?
If we had a Treasury Secretary that was like, peace with blacks is impossible, we must ship them all back to Africa.
I would be like, okay, based.
I mean, first of all, based. But then second of all, it would be like, you can't really use the excuse that he's like just a Treasury Secretary. Like,
right, right. You would say like, wait a second. Somebody like literally in the cabinet is saying ship blacks back to Africa. Where's that coming from?
And we know what they would say. They would say that this is indicative that there is a structural issue with America and racism.
Right, right.
It's like in the government. Fired. It's in the highest echelons of society.
Right, dude, they say that when like some rando on the internet, yeah, says nigger, like
when a fucking rando like right off the street says something, they try to make that argument.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, we have elected officials saying that shit, and even worse, we have elected officials in America saying even worse things.
Not only
in
that,
support this nonsense,
but we have like polling out of Israel where like most of them support the sentiment. You know, 71% of Israelis want America to like go to war in Lebanon for them.
You don't say.
Shocker.
Use your military to do our bidding.
Yes.
Well, I mean, we're used to that, but this is a little on the nose. Just, can you just overtly do that, please, America?
When they ask each other these questions, you know, it's like they're like, yeah, we want America. We would love America to go to war in Lebanon for us. That would be really helpful, actually. That way we don't have to do it.
Hmm.
Take care of a big problem, actually. We're kind of having an issue there. So
did you guys happen to see this this Congress critter? This is a short clip, very short. It's Andrew Ogles. He's from Tennessee's 5th District.
Is he doing some? Oh, is this another?
Oh, another one of these code pink ambush things.
The babies.
Yeah.
The
this one's pretty bad.
And then like the politician just snarls like, "Ah, because Palestinian babies are supposed to die." Andrew Ogles, Tennessee's 5th district. So is this a? Is going to be a Republican or?
He's white from Tennessee, probably Republican.
I've seen the footage of shredded children's bodies. That's my taxpayer dollars. I'm going to bomb those kids.
So I think we should kill them all. If that makes you feel better.
It's one of these guys.
I'm from Tel Aviv, and I say kill them all.
I mean, what's funny about that?
I want to know less.
So, okay. You know what's funny? That guy's not going to suffer for that statement.
No.
There will be some outrage. But
that's
like,
just like effective shit test passing. That's the problem with the code pink stuff. I was like, oh, yeah. Hold on.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is.
Look, this is a war. We're on that team.
Well, the
and,
thing,
like, I'm not going to cry about that team that I'm on. Like, the team I'm cheering for is, like, winning. Sorry.
The thing,
dead children is just how you win. That's how you win. Do you want to have a war or not? And they're like, no. I was like, well, I do.
Well, I'll actually push back on that a little bit. I think even when you are supporting a war, like your side, you don't say like kill all the kids on the other side. Like that's something that Jews say that, but you would not get
slow down there, Robert Heinlein.
I'm saying like in it's not normal. Like were people saying there were people like dumbasses saying like let's kill the Iraqi kids or something like that, right? When that was going on. But not politicians weren't saying it.
No, they played that little game of like, eh.
They're well, like, they no, we're say, helping them. That's like, what they
oh, say. This is collateral damage. It's going to happen. It's worth it.
They did that.
Every dead Iraqi is like going towards a better Iraqi future. So it's okay. It was very callous. No one cared. Everyone had to pretend to care.
Well,
but now we're talking about Israel. You don't have to pretend to care.
Well, this is also my point, is that, first of all, I think there were people that cared. Like, there were people that didn't like that America was, like, blowing up a bunch of people for, like, no fucking reason.
Yeah, like shitlibs.
Well, I was one of them.
Libtards. I'm talking about most of the war sport was the conservatives who were just, like, on top then, because the neocons.
Well, they were on top on that one issue. They felt like they were on, Jews were on top. They were like
right.
riding the coattails, and they never got anything
that's
else.
That's what they put on top of it.
Right,
they used that party to do the bit.
Yes.
And he was, you know, pretty much unapologetic.
Well, they were unapologetic, but he wouldn't, you would like literally, if during that time you went to a Republican congressman, woman or man, whatever, if you did a code pink, because they were doing that stuff back then, and you were like, what about like Iraqi children that are dying? What he would have said is, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
We don't intend that.
Right.
And all of those deaths are actually the fault of like Saddam Hussein and the Iraqi regime. Now that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really care.
Right.
But that my point is that like the extraordinary of saying like just kill
them all. No one
kill all of the kill their children. Like kill kids is what he got. Guy just said like let's kill children.
Well, the public was like sheet of glass. Do it now.
Some people were like that, but.
I just have to point out that that's completely contradictory to what even famous fascist Robert Heinlein believed. He said war is not violence and killing, pure and simple. War is controlled violence for a purpose. The purpose of war is to support your government's decisions by force. The purpose is never to kill the enemy just to be killing him, but to make him do what you want him to do. Not killing, but controlled and purposeful violence.
Sure, and that's generally speaking, I think, a theory that most of war that most people would ascribe to, except for Jews.
I think most people would agree with famous fascist, or maybe he's a peacenik, liberal peacenik, I don't know, Robert Heinlein when he says that. Because he even says, you know, be foolish to hit an enemy with H-bombs would be to spank a baby with an axe.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's kind of the point, is like saying, like the over-the-top, like bloodthirsty, bloodlust callousness is something that you don't normally see in political rhetoric. Even if you, like, the truth is that you don't care that happened because there's a greater objective, and this is even if you were to say like, look, that's terrible, but there's a greater objective here, and
right.
these things happen, that right. sucks, right? That would be considered very callous, even by some standards of how you discuss this. Usually, what you do is you say, we don't do that. The enemy does it. All those deaths are their fault. They're putting them. Whatever you say, right? But it's really unusual for a politician to say, you know what? I say, kill them all. Like, that's the kind of thing that an unhinged person online says. But that's not someone in a political. It's just
for Israel
because it's for Israel,
special,
right? It's because for Israel, And
special consideration, Israel.
Jews are angry at the pushback they're getting. Like, when Jews see the code pink stuff, they're like, just kill them all. Just fine. I'm just sick of dealing with this shit. But it also shows you that what's funny is, effectively, in the world of like political theater, politics, and each side sniping at each other, that should have been an effective hit, what Code Pink did there. That, in the realm of like politics, of the theater of politics and public opinion manipulation, showing, oh, look, the other side is bad or whatever, that should have been a direct fucking hit on the GOP, right? Or whatever, on the Zionist side. Getting someone to do a bloodlust, a bloodthirsty, let's kill kids, fuck you. Like, getting them to do that should have been a win, but it's not. And the only reason it's not is because the media isn't going to make it into one.
Mm-hmm.
And the media isn't going to make it into one because they're run by Jews.
Right.
And so this guy who is doing, he has effectively been Judaized. Like, whatever Jews are in his ear that are giving him money, funding his career, giving him the power and the influence that he has, have like their views have like rubbed off on him. Their bloodlust, their Judaism, that's rubbed off on him. He thinks like them now, so he says that, and there's not going to be any consequences. In fact, he might see donations increase. He might see support from his Jewish sponsors increase because he's now effectively gone out and repeated the Jewish ethic, which is legitimately to kill all the kids, kill children of the enemy. Like, we've designated this group an enemy. Let's kill all their kids. And so it's unusual politically, but there it is.
And the media... You mentioned the media and how they don't make a big deal, but they actually do run this active campaign. They're like, well, we're not killing their children. They're killing their own children.
Yes.
You did that.
Yes.
You, the reader, killed the children by asking too many questions about what this
And they're also just not going to make a big deal out of that.
Right.
I want to address that for a second, because their argument specifically what it is, well, you should just all surrender. It's your fault for not forcing Hamas to surrender.
By you fighting for your side in this.
Why would you want to unconditionally surrender to these savages? Mm-hmm. Why would anyone want to unconditionally surrender to them?
It's funny because it's like still listening to this version of the Daily Shoah? Still haven't subscribed? Please go over to therightstuff.biz/paywall, grab a subscription, and you won't be interrupted with these sales pitches ever again. It's like the Israelis are doing exactly what they say Putin is doing to Ukraine, and then they're blaming the victims. Like, well, why don't you just surrender? Well, because they've essentially, like, this, what is surrender is they leave.
Mm-hmm.
They're being forced to leave, and surrender would be like, all right, we're going to disperse them amongst Europe. And
There's nothing. There's like nothing about this in mainstream. Only places that are covering this, Al Jazeera is covering it. It's an Arab thing.
Yeah.
Although it's remarkably shilling, like Al Jazeera, like shills for Western, like it's an iffy issue there. But
I don't know. I wonder how many people hear that and go like, "Hoorah!"
Yeah,
I think that's what he might have been.
I wonder how many of those people there are these days?
I don't think there's very many. He might have been trying to do that.
Because again, it's like as an American, if you're white, if you're conservative, you are totally undermined. You're cucked. You are. I don't mean you're a cuck. I mean you are being actively cucked by the media establishment and the government. Like, you have no way to express will to power anywhere at all. Even like as a spectator, except in like, kill the Palestinians.
But it's also
that's the
like,
one spot where you can let all the bloodlust out, all the genocidal ideation you may have for other groups. You're not allowed to express. You can express it. You can express it to the Palestinians.
It's a vicarious thrill.
So I wonder how many people they hear that and go, yeah.
Right,
because like really, what you want is like all the niggers and beaners out of your neighborhood and away from, and you don't want the faggots away from your kids and all this stuff, but you're not allowed to express any of that to the point where you might have, I don't know if Stockholm syndrome is the right way.
You actually start owning libs by being more into that than they are.
But
and then
here
the question
he gets to be like, yeah, we're gonna kill Gazans.
And the question is, so you say that, kill them all. And then what? What do you get? How's your life better? How's your life different? No, nothing. You get nothing. You got to say kill them all about somebody.
You got to vicariously enjoy a win while you just take L's in
your
life.
Well, you take L's about every single thing about yourself. Like, you say kill them all, guess what? Niggers are still moving in next door.
Yep.
You say kill them all, guess what? There's still trannies in your kid's school. You say kill them all, guess what? All you see is nigger faggot propaganda everywhere
you say
look.
Kill them all, and you still get like a mass shooting done by a nigger, and they turn around and say it's your fault,
Exactly. Like you
say
that,
nowhere to hide, nowhere to run.
Yep, and you still are in America, basically. You're still a white person in America, no matter what. And so that I just see it as utterly fucking pathetic, frankly. I see like you're like a worm. It's pathetic. If you're going to get shit on and you're going to get like stomped on, at least fucking punch back as hard as you can at the oppressor. At least go back. Even if you're going to lose, at least try it. But just like accepting it, fuck you. It's well, just, it's utterly like contemptible.
It's time to reset. It's time for lunch. I'm starving.
It is. It is time
to no Buffalo Wild Wings for me today.
Mm.
That was yesterday.
The only people talking about this are just leftist outlets. It's common dreams.
Of course, of course.
Common dreams. So it's so pathetic, dude. You people have been losing for how many fucking years? Anyway.
All right. I'll be back.
You are listening to The Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it, buddy? La